It's a Tuesday. That means it's time for the Dial-A-Doc program from FHN, sponsored by FHN. And today we go to the FHN Vein Center, and Stacy Kearney's with us again. Hey, Stacy. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Always great to talk to you. I remind our listeners about your role at FHN at the Vein Center, Stace.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I've worked with FHN for going on 9 years. I've been with the Vein Center since it opened in 2016, and I'm basically, my role is to make sure that everything is running smoothly on a day-to-day basis and that everyone is where they need to be to best serve our patients.
I know that the Vein Center has been very busy. In fact, you've expanded since you opened in 2016. What types of services that you're offering there at the Vein Center?
Well, we have three providers that specialize in venous disease, varicose veins, and vein reflux. Each provider has been specially trained to perform procedures called endovenous laser ablations and microphlebectomies.
And when you talk about the Vein Center, what types of providers or doctors and technicians now are working at the center with you?
Well, we currently have three providers. Castro, who is a general surgeon. We have Dr. Urban, who's an interventional radiologist. And Dr. Levine, she recently had retired from her ear, nose, and throat practice and is now with us in the Vein Center. We also have three ultrasound sonographers. We have Emily and Nikki, and we've recently added Jen. She's also going to be with us. And then I also have a CMA by the name of Jamie, and then Faye is our scheduler, who our patients speak to quite often.
All right. Okay. We're talking to Stacy Kearney. She's at the FHN Vein Center at FHN. What about people think that varicose veins, you hear that, but everybody thinks it's a cosmetic problem, but it's more than that. Tell us about this.
Oh, definitely. It's much more than a cosmetic problem. If someone is having symptoms of venous disease, such as pain, swelling, itching, a feeling of heaviness, a burning sensation, or the discoloration to the lower legs, it's a red flag that they're having issues with venous insufficiency or reflux, which basically just means that the valves inside their veins are not working properly. And over time, that can lead to further complications of wounds that won't heal because they're not getting the blood flow that they need to their lower extremities.
And when people should make a decision in terms of at least seek advice, but maybe potentially these veins to be surgically treated, when does it rise to the issue that actually they should come in and see somebody and then potentially get surgical treatment?
Well, we tell our patients that when their symptoms are starting to affect their lives, if they're having pain that keeps them awake at night, if they're having difficulty walking, being able to do their activities of daily living or being able to perform their jobs, and they definitely need to, you know, come in and be seen.
Well, now, vein surgery, you know, it sounds serious. Is this a complicated surgery?
Not at all. It's all done under a local anesthetic. All of our patients, they literally walk in and they walk out. Most of them can return to work the same day or the next day.
Now, what about insurance? Is it covered by insurance?
Absolutely. Most insurances, of course, everything is pre-certified, but it's also covered by Medicare and Medicaid also.
What about cosmetic-type vein issues? Do you also treat those at FHN?
We do. We have sclerotherapy. We currently have two providers that are doing that, and that is what they do to perform to get rid of those little spider veins that all of us women can't stand. We do currently have a package for that. It's $325 for that includes their initial consult, their treatment, and then their follow-up.
And when you're talking cosmetic, then that is not covered by insurance, right?
No, it is not. That's out of pocket. Most insurance companies, they will not cover any type of cosmetic surgery at this time.
All right. Now, you've recently completed and remodeled your area there. Tell us about what happened and how it's improved for the patient experience there.
Oh, sure. We recently moved downstairs. We are on the first floor located within the radiology department. We do have a full procedure room that we utilize, and then we also have a different consult room. We have a third room that we're able to use for our patients if needed for our days whenever we're really busy. We're under the direction of the radiology department, and it better suits our patients instead of having to go up to the fifth floor. Now that everything is located on the first floor.
We're talking to Stacey Kearney, at the FHN Vein Center here today on the FHN Dialogue Doc program. Stacey, what about if someone is out there thinking about, well, maybe I'm a candidate either for the vein surgery or maybe for the cosmetic type of vein issues as well. What do you recommend in terms of how they find out whether or not they're a good candidate for this?
Well, once a month we do free screenings to check our patients to see if they have any type of venous reflux and if they would benefit from a full consult. And we set those up once a month, and it's nice for the patients to come in to see, you know, for us to check to see if they even have any type of reflux before they come in for a full consult with one of the providers.
All right. And do you have one coming up soon?
We do. I just checked before you called me to make sure. Our August and September dates are actually full right now, but we do have one on October 24th from 2 to 5, and we have another one on November 19th from 3 to 6. I did just talk to my boss to find out if we would be able to add some, possibly some dates during the day, and she said yes. So I'm going to start looking at our schedule to see if we're going to be able to fit in some individuals if they would like to come during the day. So what they could possibly do is just call our vein center, and we can see where we can fit them in for a free screening.
All right, great. And you don't have to be a patient of FHN to be involved here and to call the vein center, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, very good. So where could people find out about screenings, learn more about the vein center and phone numbers, all that kind of tell the folks how they could get more information that way?
Well, what they could do is they could log onto our website at www.fhn.org. We do have a vein reflux quiz on there that they could do. It does have our phone number on there also, and it will have our free screening dates on the website. Or they could call our office at 599-VEIN or 599-8346.
All right, very good. 815-559-599-VEIN. There we go. All right, Stace, great to talk to you. Always great information. Appreciate it. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Thank you. Yes, definitely.
Stacey Kearney here today from the Vein Center at FHN. The preceding Dial-A-Doc program this morning brought to you today by FHN.